So he said, nothing waver. For he that wavers like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind, and they stuck there for a second. Come on. They gone sleep on me. Hello. All right. All right, sound people. Can I get my scripture to move or it's stuck? What's wrong with it? And toss. For let not that man think. Do you hear what he said? Let not that, not even believing. He said, don't even start thinking. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Keep going. A double-minded man is what? You know, if you double, he didn't say in some of his way. He didn't say in some of his way. How many of his way? You can't depend on him. God, if you're double-minded, you can't be dependent on. God can't use you. Because time he'll give you something to do, you'll fizzle out. Or you'll start reasoning, what if? And with God, there's no what if. God said it, that's it. And I'm taking what God said, and I'm going to take it and put action to it. I'm going to put my mouth on it. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to put it in my heart, and I'm going to get it in my mouth, and I'm going to hold fast to it. And there's some things you build on. That's why we study. That's why we pray. That's why we meditate. That's why we stay with it. Because it's not God. When I came into the kingdom of God, when you came into the kingdom of God, when we came in, when we were brought in on God's part, everything was finished. Because he had sat down. Jesus had sat down at the right hand of the Father. And why did he sit down? When God made the earth, he said on the seventh day he worked. Why did he rest? Because it was finished. Why did Jesus sit down? It finished. So on God's part, what he need to do for your deliverance, for your peace, your joy, and whatever you need, finish. He don't have to do anything but watch over your word and watch you walk up by faith and take hold to every promise and make it real in your life. That's all you got. He's sitting there watching, praying. So these obstacles that have been hindering you, these naysayers and unbelievers and all this stuff trying to stop you, he watch you grab that word and says, mine, glory to God. And he sit there and watch you, intercede for you. He not out there scuffling trying to fix up something to give you. It's finished. I'm going to say it again. Your financial problem has been finished. Your healing problem been finished. In other words, your sickness, you don't have it. It's been finished. Your life in Christ to live for eternity or eternal life is done. Your righteousness is complete. You are as righteous as you'll ever get. Right now, as you sit in that seat, you're just as righteous you'll ever get. When you get out of this body and go and be with the Lord, you will never improve on it. When you go in the presence of God, right now, you'll be just as righteous when you get in the presence of God. And your eye look upon him, your spiritual eye. It's finished. So when we understand that we are not double-minded about these promises, about this word, about what he said, but what we do, we take this word, and this is why you're sitting here tonight. This is why we come together. Why are we coming together? Because we want to learn how. See, when you don't know the purpose of assembly and why people's assemble, some people have all kind of idea. But you're coming so you can learn how to develop and make it stronger, your faith, and we can develop a corporate faith and put it into operation. And we don't have to be in this building for it to work. But because we have developed and we grew up in the spirit, even though you at your house, you at your job, I'm at my house, I'm at my place, and you doing this, we got a corporate faith going. I believe God. And corporate faith, corporate anointing, is much more powerful than a single faith person by himself. That's why Jesus was so powerful. That's why he could do what he did. He wasn't divided in his walk with God. Amen. I'm going to say it again. He wasn't divided. He had the Spirit of God without measure. And that's what he wanted to get over to us. We have become one with him, and we got the Spirit without measure together. But then when you let Satan come in and start twisting stuff and start making you think you better than me, I can do more than you, and I'm more special to God than you. No, that's not. The whole body is special. Don't you know your little toe is special? If you don't think it's special, pull that shoe off, stick it out, let me chop it off. And when we understand every member, no matter what position they are in the body, they are special to God. And every one of us supplies to the body. Every single one of us. You're not a doorknob on a door. You're not a dummy in a seat. You're God's special people that he shed his precious blood so you could enjoy this lavish lifestyle and live it out by faith and prosper and win in every area of life. Hallelujah.